And I'm Matt.
We don't give a toss about Britney, Whitney, or Shitney.
Let's go inside.
So, yes, podcast 13. Who would have thought today? Well, I would, for one. I'm stubborn in that way, I suppose. I kind of envisaged me doing quite a lot of podcasts. But anyway, it's good news. Podcast 13. Excellent. Let me just get started properly again. Welcome to Hans Island, the podcast where things are discussed, even if only half the facts are known. Right. I think I'm now on track again after a lull for a couple of weeks where I was away from my laptop and the internet. Yeah, I quite quickly got withdrawal symptoms, actually, and started trawling through teletext in hotel rooms. You know, where you press the red button on the television remote control? Pretty useless stuff, as you can't search on anything. And as if mainstream media isn't dumbed down and edited enough, teletext really goes that extra kilometre to make sure that you really only have half the story about everything, or anything, for that sake. Anyway, I'm on the ball again, and we'll be preparing the usual pile of geek that everyone got used to during the first 10 podcasts. I'm aiming to talk a bit more about Nikola Tesla, in fact, the hottest thing to come out of Serbia. In actual fact, I'm stopping just short of having a poster of him up in my office. Fringe scientists and conspiracy theorists, they've got that to look forward to. He's great. Maybe I won't post a poster of Nikola Tesla on the website. Actually, I'm pretty crap at posting anything on the website these days, come to think of it. Anyway, I'll have to tackle that when it comes. I've just got to mention to any new listeners to these podcasts that I will not be asking anyone to vote or register for Hans Island Podcasts on any of the thousands of podcast directory things. This podcast is 100% marketing, sponsor, and consumerism free. Well, I may be giving the likes of Hot Recorder, Audacity, and Skype a mention purely because these are free tools on the internet that are absolutely great and are indeed the bread and butter of this podcast, because that's all I actually use. And they're free and can be used anonymously and freely in the true spirit of the internet as it was intended. I'll keep on mentioning them until such a day as AOL buy them and bundle them with 600 megabytes of absolute tripe and nonsense that no one ever needs, but if you install it, it screws up your PC. Off on a technology tantrum there, sorry. The point I'm making is that the guest book on www.freewebs.com/Hans Island is there for suggestions regarding content, or maybe even to voice your utter disgust at my lack of expert knowledge on most things. So that's what it's there for. It's not actually to vote or you know, try. I'm not counting how many people have actually written there. I can't actually say that a lot of people have. But anyway, you can, of course, also email me on hansisland@lycos.co.uk. Just call me Robert. I am your host.
Hans Island, the podcast where only knowing half the facts is no excuse for not voicing your opinion.
Yeah.
3, 2, 1.
Quick fire.
Right, so Heather, I'm going to ask you 10 questions, and you can choose whichever one is your favorite on each question. Where are you ready?
Ready.
Here we go. Tony Blair or Gordon Brown?
Gordon.
Pilates or colonic irrigation?
Colonic.
Disposable or reusable nappies?
Reusable.
Mozart or Debussy?
Mozart.
Nikola Tesla or Area 51?
Area 51.
Jesper Rasmussen or Bjorn Borg?
Jesper.
Rubber bullets or media censorship?
Rubber bullets.
Kate Moss's image or pocket lint?
Pocket lint.
Walmart or McDonald's?
Ooh. Same thing, invalid question. Continue.
Oh, unfair. And the last one, Windows or Linux?
It's a podcast. Answer the freaking question.
I'm thinking soft furnishings. Sorry.
So, Jesper Rasmussen is a bit thin on the ground this week. Maybe because he was in trouble with the police last week relating to Geert's pet snake. But mainly, I suppose, because I've been having a lull period and have not been chasing around with my microphone after him too much. With my very nice microphone, £4.35 worth, directly from Mr. and Mrs. Walmart. Very nice it is as well. I think you can find the link to that microphone, by the way, on the website somewhere, podcast 10, or I can't remember. Anyway, Jesper will be back next week, being clueless again somewhere, possibly in Copenhagen, possibly somewhere else. Anyway, last week he was the only one making sense, I gather, but this was purely because he was the only one speaking English, albeit with a heavy Danish accent, during the Danish news type bulletin I did about Alaska. A listener emailed in and said that it was a great idea to do the whole thing in Danish, but this listener in particular got lost and missed the whole reference to Alaska now being open to an oil-fueled gang rape on its natural wildlife, etc. Thanks very much. Maybe the next Danish news bulletin will contain more English words so as not to confuse and lose the audience, because that's probably a really bad idea if you're doing a podcast aimed at an audience. Anyway, thanks for the feedback on that. More of that, please. More feedback. That's very, very useful on the email address, as mentioned earlier. Getting a tad tired of pestering friends and family for input. They all think I'm crazy, completely and utterly. This week, we won't have any Jesper Rasmussen, as I just mentioned. However, we do have a Skype session with Mike. Well, in fact, let's kick off with that immediately.
Skype session.
Hello.
Hello. This is Mike. How's it going? Yes.
Fine.
Yes. The joys of the internet. Can you believe it? And I've just got this other machine that I need to switch off before it hogs any more bandwidth off Skype. Yes. There you go. That should make it a bit more stable, I suppose.
Yes.
So, how's it going?
It's going well. Been fairly busy with work and everything else lately, so...
Excellent. Getting ready for Christmas, then.
Yes, I started my shopping. I've been on... I have, really.
Really?
Been on Amazon and ordered a few things, and, you know, I'm not normally someone who has these things, you know, planned in advance, but this year I'm trying to make the effort.
And, excellent, excellent. Well, keep it sustained. I suppose we'll be writing our 500 Christmas cards as well, on recycled Christmas cards.
Well, naturally, yes.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, yes, what's happened in the... I'll tell you what. I found... You know the very first Jesper Rasmussen episode where he was in Zurich?
Ah, yes.
Thinking that was where Nestle's headquarters were.
Yes.
Well, actually, Nestle... have launched a fair trade certified coffee now.
Have they?
Yes. And reading through, I'll post the links up on the website. Yeah, but it looks to me that it's in the UK and Nestle have caught on to the fact that no one's actually buying their coffee because of any taste issues or cost issues. It's purely if it's got the fair trade mark. Then people will buy it, regardless of who produces it. Mm-hmm. So, I think that's pretty good going on the part of fair trade. It just goes to show that consumers do make a difference. If you shop consciously, if we all did it, we would change the world. Absolutely.
I'm just, that's, you know, power to the consumer to get a.
Absolutely,
know.
Absolutely. Now, what I find really funny is the Nescafe Partners Blend is a high quality soluble freeze dried. Blah, blah, blah. And it says Nestle UK is to launch a fair trade certified coffee in a new sustainability initiative for smallholder coffee farmers. And it goes on about how Nestle's global aims are to make small farmers, etc., sustainable. Hello? is that nicked off the fair trade website? No, I mean, come up with something original, guys, please.
Absolutely. Well, you know, at least they're trying.
Absolutely.
Which is something for them, anyway.
And the other thing I found, as well, You know the stuff that I got completely wound up about that I thought was outrageous about sending teddy bears to Munich?
Yes, I remember that.
Well, here we go. The Swedish version, Teddy's in Stockholm. And
this is clearly a popular pastime then.
Well, clearly there's a big market for people, burning fossil fuels directly into the stratosphere for fun. Do you know? I like the whole Swedish approach, which says we will ensure you that this is an serious site where two peoples does everything to maintain the status of the amazing teddies. We have a great collection ourselves, and we hope that you will give your teddies a wonderful vacation. Excellent. Thank you very much.
Like...
Oh, and while I was reading that, three children died in Ethiopia of starvation, by the way.
Yes.
It is a... Anyway, so that's an outrageous website that I thought I'd share with you, just to cheer you up.
You're absolutely right, though,
But it's a good website, and these people are obviously passionate about something, you know. I just think there are more useful things to be passionate about. Like indeed we were going on about the other day with Boink and SETI and climate change grid computing. You were asking me why my PCs weren't actually producing any more SETI packets and any more climate change packets. So how are you doing then? Are you the only one doing it?
No. In some of the teams that I've created, there's other users who've added themselves who are doing quite well as well. So we're still producing lots of numbers, and but doing the climate change one, you know, you were leading that for months, and I've suddenly overtaken you, and I'm still doing well with Einstein and SETI and the protein prediction as well. So, Gordon has stopped as well.
So what is the Einstein one about, actually?
It's to do with finding... what is this again?
It's to do with gravity or magnetism or something.
I think it's some kind of... looking for something to do with black holes anyway in space, and probably not a particularly worthwhile cause. Climate prediction is probably better.
Yes, because we need to burn X amount of kilowatt hours on the planet to find out that the planet's heating up. this is just me being a bit facetious, I suppose. But the whole idea that the planet's probably being heated up because there are so many computers involved in measuring how much it's heating up.
Hold on.
Okay. Goodness me. Mike has got the noisiest headset microphone on the planet. So, it's gone completely dead. Well, this is just me speaking on my own. Mike, have you got one of those comedy wigs on? Because it's very noisy whenever you put your headset on and off.
It was probably just... it kind of fell into my lap and had a little root around there. So right. It's probably that noise you were hearing.
Cool stuff. So, did you get a chance to listen to the Jesper and things?
Yes, I'm completely up to date with them. I think his adventures are very good lately. So I hope he carries on, and he could do with a trip over to... he's been stuck in Europe for quite some time. Perhaps he should look further afield.
Absolutely.
Go to North America, and
this is it. Maybe he could get packaged up in one of... You remember that guy who FedExed himself?
Yes.
You remember that?
I do, actually. Yeah.
That was nuts. So maybe Jesper Rasmussen could do that. That could be quite funny. Yes, I'd have to play around a bit with Audacity again and wrap my new £4.35 microphone in cotton wool to make that sound effect. So cool.
So yeah, that would be good.
Excellent. Okie doke. Well, thanks for your input to this quick Skype session where I got to have a rant about teddy bears again. Can you believe it? I wonder what's next. You know, I'm sure there's going to be the next site that's going to have this stupidity. So thanks for that, Mike.
No problem.
I'll speak to you again soon.
Speak to you soon. Okay.
Cheers.
Bye. Bye.
Skype session.
Hey, Mike should get his mic sorted. Get it? Mike should get his mic. Never mind. Headset rubbing against Mike's fleece collar there. Sorry for that appalling sound quality. I'll blame it on Skype being bought over by eBay. How about that? Yeah. Escapism and victim mentality all wrapped into one little sentence. Great stuff. But well done there, Mike, for inadvertently flying the banner for the Hans Island experience. That is stuff we don't have all the facts on. Mike is not shying away from spending hours of computer time on his boink Einstein grid computing stuff, as indeed I've been, even though he doesn't actually know what it's about, and neither do I. Marvellous. Great. Thanks, Mike. I mean, if everyone stopped and read the manual, the world would indeed be a very boring place. And a link to the Teddy's in Stockholm website should be on the Hans Island website at www.freewebs.com/Hans Island right now as you are listening to this. Even if it doesn't actually agree with me, and in no way am I promoting this website or its services, in actual fact, it makes me want to bleed in Wallace and Gromit. The mere thought of it, for goodness sake. Calm down, Rob, calm down. Calm down, pal. Have some green tea. At least people aren't shooting at you, spray-painting your house with anti-Danish slogans, or blowing up the supermarket you happen to be in. Things could indeed be worse.
Hans Island. The podcast where only knowing half the facts is no excuse for not voicing your opinion.
Yeah.
I suppose I'd better give an introduction to these quickfire rounds. You get given two options, and then you have to choose. And obviously the trick ones are where both options are crap. Here's Heather with a quickfire session for me, and it's nothing to do with Hans Island or being a geek. It's purely from a complete girly point of view. Here we go.
3, 2, 1...
Quickfire. Quickfire. Okay, Robert, this is your quickfire round. Give me your answers without thinking. Let your instincts guide you. Big Mac or Whopper?
Whopper.
The Fonz or Joey?
Oh, the Fonz.
Wine or sex?
Sex.
Roll-on or spray?
Oh, roll-on.
G-string or hip huggers?
What the fuck's that?
Pants.
What was the question again? You confused me.
G-string or hip huggers?
Oh, hip things.
Posh or Bex?
None of them.
Light or dark?
Oh, dark.
Swim or gym?
Gym.
Hot or cold?
Cold.
Floral or checked?
Checked.
Thank you. That has been your quickfire round.
So, yes, this is podcast 13, and I think we're slowly coming to the end of podcast 13. 13. Is 13 unlucky? I don't know. Being an atheist, I'm a bit confused whether the number 13 actually means something or not. Of course, I'm not entirely without faith, as the standard definition of an atheist. I'm more of a haven't quite made up my mind regarding this whole thing, in that kind of ballpark arena. I need kind of evidence, but having said that, that removes some of the mysticism that makes it personal to believe something. Did that all just make sense? Anyway, I don't think I could ever leap off a cliff and onto a spike and have faith in everything, in anything, just saying, oh, I'm just going to do this, way, I'm going to get saved. Stupid subject, what the hell was I talking about? Oh yeah, this is podcast 13, this has been podcast 13, I am and have been and will for the foreseeable future be Robert, your host. And I will face the music in podcast 14. Well, there won't be so much music. There'll be loads of Jesper Rasmussen. Indeed, I am preparing it shortly. So I will see you then, or I will hear you then. You'll hear me, kind of idea. Tschüss, ciao, sayonara, bis später, and wie sieht's. Bye-bye for now.
Dette program er lavet med gratis software fra internettet, som følger Audacity for soundmixing, Hot Recorder for Skype recording. Tusind tak til Calpomat, fundet via flashkit.com for baggrundslyd. Ja, e-mailer nok, kammerat. Dette podcast indeholder mine meninger alene og repræsenterer ingen organisationer, bevægelser eller ideologi. Hold fast på internettet som et frit medium.
This was made with free software found on the internet as follows: Audacity for sound mixing and Hot Recorder for Skype recording. Thanks and shout out to Calpomat, found via flashkit.com for the excellent sound loops in the background. This recording contains my views and my opinions and does not represent any organizations, movements or ideologies. Let's keep the internet free.